Peter Schweizer, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has made her choice not to defy the cartels. By Breitbart News on May 12, 2026. Our research and reporting is causing massive reverberations not just in Beijing but in Mexico City, says author and president of the Government Accountability Institute Peter Schweizer. News in the past 2 weeks shows that the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is playing hardball with the government of Mexico in its attempts to undermine American sovereignty from its consulates and its cartel-allied politicians. 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Justice Department unsealed an indictment against Ruben Roque Mora, the governor of the Mexican state of Sinaloa, and several of his associates, charging them with drug trafficking. Just last week, the State Department began a review of the activities of Mexico's consular offices in the U.S. after charges made in Schweizer's number one best-selling book The Invisible Coup, documenting how Mexican consular officers are likely violating their diplomatic status by engaging in domestic politics, meddling with America's 2024 election, and fomenting anti-ICE protests in major U.S. cities during 2025. The book is getting results. "We don't do this just to sort of release papers and publish books," Schweizer says on the most recent episode of The Drill Down. "We actually want to impact and affect the course of action at the highest levels of government." "New steps are being taken in the battle for Mexican independence," says Eric Eggers, Schweizer's co-host of The Drill Down podcast. The breaking news is that the Trump administration is reviewing the conduct of all 53 Mexican consulates in the United States, and they're doing so based on our reporting, Eggers says. "There's history here. In January, a week before our book came out, we sat down with President Trump, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and with the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and briefed them that this was actually taking place," Eggers adds. Among many other bombshell revelations, The Invisible Coup details a meeting at Mexico's Oklahoma City consulate in May of 2024, attended by consular officers from across the U.S., Mexican Foreign Ministry officials, and Democratic Party operatives, discussing how to turn red states into blue states. A New York Times story and CBS News both reported the State Department review, tying the news directly to Schweizer's revelations. As many as half of Mexico's consulates may be closed as a result of the review because such activity is against diplomatic rules. "The fact of the matter is these 53 consulates are involved in our domestic politics," Schweizer explains. "They're organizing anti-ICE protests. They're involved in trying to swing elections away from Republicans who want tighter border controls. And I quote them in the book as saying exactly that. That's not all. Guy's book discussed corruption within the Mexican government, especially in the regions where major drug cartels are based." The Justice Department's indictment reflects that Sinaloa State Governor Roque is known to be tied to the Sinaloa cartel, as described in Schweizer's book and in other investigative journalism by an investigative reporter in Mexico named Anabel Hernandez, Schweizer says. She is fearless. "The invisible coup has made waves before. Deeply sourced and researched for 2 years by 13 Guy researchers. The book also blew the lid on a Chinese scheme to use birth tourism that has created perhaps 1 million U.S. birthright citizens born to Chinese parents in U.S. territories then quickly whisked back to China to be raised. That information, at the president's request, was included in its oral argument to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is now reviewing a challenge to Trump's executive order that bans the automatic granting of U.S. citizenship to a child born on U.S. soil if that child's parents are not here legally." But Trump's latest Mexican moves are significant. Schweizer says, because Trump has previously tried to partner with the Mexican government of President Claudia Sheinbaum to stem the flow of Chinese and Mexican-made fentanyl into the U.S. Trump is trying to get Mexico's cooperation on various things, Eggers notes. "I think it's reasonable to infer that the governor of Sinaloa had long aided the Sinaloa cartel that has terrorized the constituency swore to protect," Schweizer says. "It doesn't beggar belief that a person would become governor of Sinaloa without the support of the Sinaloa cartel. This puts President Sheinbaum in a very difficult position because she either has to arrest one of her, Morena, party allies and extradite him to the United States, which would obviously strengthen her support with President Trump but anger politicians in her party, or defy the U.S. request and protect Mr. Roca, strengthening her position within the party but fracturing her relationship with the United States," Schweitzer says. She has thus far declined to extradite. Sheinbaum has made gestures of support to Trump's anti-drug agenda. But she's also going to side with the drug cartels because there is lots of evidence. I talk about it in my book, that President Sheinbaum herself was elected with the help of the drug cartels. That her campaign was financed by it, Schweitzer adds. She has made her choice. In her explanation of why she has so far declined to turn over the governor of Sinaloa to U.S. officials even though they had have a 34-page indictment, Sheinbaum said, "It's based on testimony from witnesses whose identities we don't know. I just can't imagine why they wouldn't tell the cartel who the witnesses are," Eggers deadpans. For more from Peter Schweitzer, subscribe to the Drill Down podcast.